welcome to Mass, and I want to introduce you to Father Bob, who's going to be sharing the word with us today. He and his twin brother, both priests, will be directing our mission this week, and they're talking at all the Masses, and you're going to be inspired by them, because I listened to both of them, the 7:30 and the 9 o'clock Mass this morning, way up there, hiding up in the loft, and I listened to them, and I was inspired. Your pastor was inspired, so you're going to have a great time. They're great, powerful guys, and they travel the entire country of the United States and Canada, preaching in parishes nearly every Sunday. So, welcome, Father Bob. And as they say in the church, we need it. We need to be inspired and lifted up and be full of hope and love and care and peace and joy and forgiveness with one another. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to use these for the responses during the Mass so that we learn them off. I haven't learned off yet. I'm saying Mass nearly every day. So I have to have it as well. So, my brothers and sisters, to celebrate the sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
reading from the book of prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated a prophet to the nations I appointed. But do you gird the loins? Stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I will leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, the wall of brass against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against his priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you," says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Responsive song. I will sing of your salvation.
I will sing of your salvation.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
I will sing of your salvation.
Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hands of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from your youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from your youth. Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds.
Do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy to comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I have nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. But when I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially. Then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, and love remains, these three. But the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Isn't this the son of Joseph? He said to them, surely you will quote me this proverb, physician, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum. And he said, amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them, and he went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't you just love the weekend? I love the weekend. It's my favorite time of the week. And every kid in America, anywhere I go, they agree with me. Now I think a lot of them like the weekend for different reasons than I do. They like the weekend because there's no school. They can do some neat stuff. Let me tell you why I love the weekend. It doesn't matter where I am in this wonderful country. I could be in Buffalo, New York, where there's a lot of snow. I could be in Arizona, where it gets hot sometimes. No matter where I am, on the weekend, people get dressed up, and they come to a place like this. Simple reason. No matter what they've got planned on Sunday, they come here because they want to be with their God. They want to be here because they need this God. They want to celebrate believing in their God. And you know, he comes here this morning in a way like no other place. In a little piece of bread in a drop of wine comes our God on that table. And we're invited to be a part of it, to witness the miracle of our God being here. So we come to celebrate. Love the way you sing, because you help us celebrate being with God. And so all of us, we love being here. You're not here out of obligation, are you? You're not here because you have to be, are you? I don't think so. I haven't met anybody across this wonderful country and through Canada. I haven't met anybody who says to me, I went to church because I had to be with God. Not one. You see, this is the God we need. We need to celebrate the presence of a God in our life. And we come here to say thank you. The very word means, of Eucharist, means to give thanks. So no, we're not here out of obligation. We're here because we want to say thank you. I tell kids all over, I tell them all the time, hey, if you've got nothing to be grateful for, don't come to church. But if you like to run, you like to play, you like to sing and dance, you got to come and say thank you. And so this is a celebration to be with our God here this morning. You know, that's why I like the new Catholic Church. I don't know if you know, if you ever noticed, I love the new Catholic Church. See, in the new Catholic Church, people don't leave early anymore. They used to leave right after communion. Not anymore. Maybe it's because times are getting a little tougher. Maybe people are really starting to admit they need God. And so they don't walk out on them. They come here to celebrate and are glad to say thank you. And the beauty of us being here with our God, we get to hear what He has to say. I mean, this isn't just some reading from books written thousands of years ago. This isn't just a letter from a saint called Paul. It isn't just a glimpse in the life of the Lord through the eyes of Luke. This is the Word of God. You come to be with your God and He speaks. And what He has to say this morning is worth remembering. You know, I know it's because I'm getting a little older. I'm taking this stuff seriously. Because I think He's talking to me, and I don't want to miss it. Because, you know, we all know there will be a test. What He says today. Wow, I love it. I'm listening to God speak through Jeremiah, the prophet. Jeremiah, a prophet, probably your age, maybe a little older. He's a teenager, and God says, hey, I want you to speak for me. Jeremiah says, hey, a lot of older people, wiser than me. And God says, no, I want you. You're special. And so I listen to the prophecy of Jeremiah. My God, I heard God say, I won't forget this. God said through Jeremiah this morning, speaking to us, He says, I won't let you down. I will stay with you. Wow. What a great thing to hear from the God we need, the God we worship and adore. I listen carefully. I love hearing that. I listen to God speak through Paul. Wonderful letter to his friends in Corinth and Greece. And you've heard this several times, this particular reading from Paul. You've heard it over and over. You know, I had a scripture professor. And I know I'm bragging because I remembered something the teacher taught me. 45 years ago. You know, that in itself is really something for me, okay? And this professor, he said, you know, Paul was trying to describe Jesus. Because he doesn't define love as we listen to it. He ended up describing it, and our professor said, you know what? I think Paul was talking about Jesus. Because he wanted us to be Christian, to be like Christ after his conversion. And so I hear, wonderful, for us, Jesus was kind. He wasn't rude. He didn't lose his cool. He didn't whine. He wasn't pompous. That's what our call is to be. Kind and loving and caring, not rude. That's the beauty of listening to God challenge us to be that way. I paid attention. This wonderful presentation from the gospel where Jesus is talking about, hey, you know what? You liked me one time when I'm performing all these miracles. Now when I'm telling you what you got to do, you want to throw me out of town. Jesus challenges us to be somebody who makes a difference. Everybody here this morning is special to the Lord. You're unique. He counts on you being a disciple. If God is to be felt and experienced here on this earth, who but you is going to make that happen? And you'll do it in a way nobody else can. My brother and I come for a very special time in the history of this parish. At a time in our life when maybe it's a good idea to think about what our mission is. What our mission in life is. What the mission of the church is. And so my brother and I come. He comes from Kansas City and I come in from Chicago. And it's kind of good for us as twins. He's my best friend. And this is the first time we're working together this year. We only work together about four times. Most of the time we're separate because we get a lot of requests. And so this week is special for us too. And you've seen the banners all over the place. Wonderful. Does God know who you are? I know God knows everything. We're going to focus on whether he recognizes us. Does he know who you are? He knows how special you are. And maybe this week we focus on why we're special. Maybe we focus on, does he recognize us as that special child?
I was reading yesterday. You get a pick on this chair.
This father, this guy lost his dad. His dad lived with him until he was 92 years old. And his dad finally died, and he went to the funeral director and he said, look, my dad meant everything to me. He was that special in my life. So I want you to bury him in the finest way you can. Money is no object. Give him the best. And so they had a wonderful funeral. And the guy got his bill. And it was $16,000 for the funeral. And then a month later, he got a bill for $85 from the funeral director. And he thought he forgot to put something in the bill, so he sent him the $85. The following month, he got another bill for $85. Now he thought this was a little strange. He went to the funeral director and says, hey, I paid you $16,000. I gave you $85 more. What is this other $85? He said, hey, you asked me to give your dad the best. So I rented him a tuxedo. Hey, now look. We don't need to rent anything with God, okay? We are already that special child. This week, come and give God your best. Let him see the best in us. Every once in a while, I believe we got to go out of our way to let God know that he makes a difference. Because it's possible we are here on Sunday because you got to go to church on Sunday. It's possible we're here and we're not as excited as we'd like to be. This week, let God see the rest of the story, that deep down inside all of us, there really isn't a need for God, that we can't live without him. This week, that's what we tell God. Because you know what? He don't look for you on Monday. He don't expect you coming to church on Monday. How about we surprise him? We come here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and celebrate the joy of having a God in our life. We are people who are blessed with our faith. In this year of faith, we are focused on how much God loves us and how special we are. In a few minutes, the reason you came happens right here. You came to be with your God. He comes on this table because of the great gift of our Catholic faith. We ought to stand and profess it.
Let us stand up and confess our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father, Maker of heaven and
earth, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light,
true God from true God, begotten not made,
consubstantial with God. For him
all things are made.
And by the Holy Spirit, is incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
For our sake, he was crucified in the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried,
and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who is the Father, the Son, and the Lord of your Lord, who has spoken to the Christ. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and life of the world to come.
Confident of God's love, we ask boldly for our needs and those of all created.
Let Pope Benedict and all the faithful become more Christ-like each day through constant renewal in the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That civil leaders may put public welfare above political gain. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Father Bob and Father Dick may inspire us to deepen our relationship with God during the parish mission, and that God may bless them in their apostolate. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the financial contributions of our parishioners to Together in Mission will enable the poorest of the poor to receive needed education and services in the parishes and schools supported by the campaign. We pray to the Lord. For the victims of clergy abuse, that God may heal their wounds and restore their hearts with peace and trust, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood, diaconate, and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those in the military, for their families, and for all those affected by war, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who are suffering from illness, especially for Manuel Arriaga, Eva Bermejo, Lori Barberi, Estella Calamon, Rosalia Davi, Libby Fernando, Kathy Costa, Kevin McGinney, Jean Bailey, Susan Watson, and Josephine Zimmerl, that they will receive the peace of God and healing for body, mind, and spirit. We pray. pray for the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Let us pray for all those who journey with cancer. The Lord will heal them and bring them back to full health. Rita Zules, Deanne Barber, Dallas A. Heath, John Mielopoulos, Amanda Nathan, J.J. Plana, Paul C. Marusti, Mary Coombs Trisler, Cheryl Ritchie, Mike Shannon, and Jeff Taylor. We pray to the Lord. Those who have died and for those who grieve their loss, especially for Celia Christina Montanez and Father John Flynn, we pray to the Lord. For our own special intentions, let us take a moment in silence. For these intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord God, we pray for all those gathered at this Mass and our guests and faith to be here, especially all the families here and all the children, parents and grandparents, and all our parish community. We pray to the Lord.
We want to pray for
some of our parishioners who are very, very sick with cancer. Cheryl Ritchie is going through unbelievable suffering in the last week or so, 2 weeks, and her parents are by her side on a daily basis. And so this woman is really carrying the cross of cancer in unbelievable suffering. Emmanuel Araya, very sick with cancer. He's a granddad. And Luke is another grandma who is very sick with cancer as well. So we have three out of this list that are very sick at present. So I'd ask you to pray for them in your prayers at home, to give them strength in trying to cope with what's ahead of them. And that's God's will. We pray to the Lord. And we pray for our great church of the angels throughout Los Angeles. We pray for all the good priests that work in all the parishes and all the good work they do throughout the entire archdiocese. We pray to the Lord.
Lord
of heaven and earth, in your love you do marvelous things. Guide us, Lord Jesus, who is our way, our truth, and our life. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us now sit for the
offertory song, Seventh Page 382. Seventh, page 382.
that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you love in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. So that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks broke it, gave it to his disciples saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullest of charity, together with Benedict our Pope, Jose our Bishop, and all your people. And so remember all the dead, and especially the members of your families that have passed on. Let us remember them all now by name in silence. Remember these, our brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. So let us stand together. thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Truly makes us Roman Catholic, the Eucharist. It's the core of our church. Without the Eucharist, we wouldn't be Roman Catholic. This is it. With all the problems and struggles and everything that goes on, with whomever, our core and our source is here for life. This is what teaches us, what Paul talks about in the second reading about loving. Loving one another. Loving ourselves, and really be true lovers, not just lovers, but be true spiritual lovers, to be different. They'll know us that we're Christians because of our love, and this is the lover who loves us always, who gave us this powerful sacrament the night before he died, gave it to his disciples and all of us. And the disciples who carried it down through the centuries, down here into this Mass. This is the Christ who loves each one of us and calls us to follow him and to forgive and be respectful, particularly those that we don't like, our enemies, and have the courage to love them as well. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my
roof. But only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
This is truly Jesus Christ, present in his body and blood, the greatest gift and sacrament we receive as Catholics.
Blessed are they, page 628. Blessed are they, page 628.
up the back of our missalettes. We'll say the memorare prayer together. One. We pray traditional prayer of the church. We pray to Mary for all those intentions that we often pray for the Lord. Remember,
O Lord. That any one who flesh your profession,
implored your help, sought your intercession, was led by me. Inspired by my confidence, I fly up to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Lord. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. Mother of the Lord in Christ, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy be redemption. Will you help me to hand out the sheets, worksheets for the kids? All of you come forward, kids, and we'll give them out to you so that you'll do some work for the Lord today. Learn. Okay? So all of you come forward. Excellent. Beautiful. God bless all the beautiful kids here. God bless them all. You are now the children of today. So beautiful. And we have the choir to sing tomorrow night, the first night of the mission. The kids are coming again, so parents, try your best to bring the kids. And because they're beautiful, we love them. Aren't they beautiful? Yes. Wonderful. Now I want to see their Flora. Where is Flora? Baby Flora. Flora, bring over Flora, Mom and Dad, come here. What is he for? Where's Mom? Come on, Mom. This little baby. I bless this baby in the womb. And today is the first day I saw Flora. She's a beauty. She's about 2 or 3 months old. Come down here, look up. And this guy, it's his princess. He's just over the moon with his daughter, his first daughter. Oh. Look at, turn around Flora, show us Flora. She's sound asleep. God bless Mom and Dad. God bless all the children. Beautiful baby. Is there any other small baby? I saw another small baby coming in at Mass today. Gone, maybe gone. Anyway, babies are beautiful. Back there. Look at the baby back there. Come over. I want to see your baby too. I saw them coming in. I caught them all up there over there. Real baby. Beautiful. You know, when I see the parents bringing babies to church, it's a great sign. This is a great sign because I love babies in the church. How old is this baby? 6 weeks. And how old is the baby's name? Millie. Alyssa. Let's welcome this beautiful Alyssa. Bless Mom and Dad on this special day. You're like yesterday in the great tradition of the church. It was a feast day of the presentation. And the presentation is the day when Mary and Joseph came and presented their child in the temple, a special child. And that's why we lit candles and we had a beautiful procession into the church yesterday. So you were like Mary and Elizabeth. And you guys, presenting your child to God in the church. God bless you. Hey guys, I hope and pray that we have a great mission this week. We have no morning masses. All our focus is on the Mass, the Eucharist. And try your best to come along. We want to have a great celebration. His twin brother, Chris, traveled the entire parishes of the United States and Canada. And as he said, this is the first time the two of them are together as twin brothers. I hope they're not going to be arguing. You're all two brothers together. That happens. We're praying that you'll be great and powerful with us. We'll have a great week. So come along, handy every night. Come one night, come two nights, 4 nights. And we will carry on afterwards to carry on with the great spirit. Tuesday evening is the anointing of the sick. Anybody sick in the parish will be anointed. And of course, there's a different theme every evening. And of course, the kids, I want you here tomorrow night, I want you singing, lifting our spirits up. I'm talking a lot, but anyway, we've no Mass after the 11 o'clock Mass, the beauty of it. This man here, Brian Baker, told me he went for a meal last night and he got an allergy to the food. And we're going to pray for you that you'll be okay and heal you and bring you back to full health. This guy's a senior. He does a lot of good work in the parish.
He takes care of this lady and her husband, Jean Redding, driving them everywhere. And God bless you, Clyde, for sharing the good news by taking care of this little lady, bring her to Mass, and bring it home to you, first to her husband, and Jean. Amen.
Amen.
That's good news in action. Thank you, brother. Give him a clap. Gilbert Orr Seminary, who's in St. John's Seminary, and they're up from San Diego, visiting all of us and visiting me here at the church. Gilbert is in the seminary. But it says Vera's birthday. It was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to your son ordained a priest in 2 years' time. Be patient. He's doing very well in seminary. Gets all A's and he's a very smart guy and very happy, and he says it's the best decision of his life. Amen.
Amen.
So you know what? I was saying to somebody before Mass today, I put on my collar today. Normally I don't wear it because I was in a job before I became a priest with a shirt and tie, and I always felt tight up here. And so today I put it on because I said I wanted to tell everybody I'm a happy priest. And we have a happy parish, because you know people register here every week, and always there's a sign at the bottom, why are you come to Assumption? Nearly every one of them say it's a happy parish. I feel welcome. When I leave Mass on Sunday, I feel energized for another week. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're about. That's what you're about, me about, we'll do together. Community and unity. Amen?
Amen?
Every time we say amen, we say, I truly believe in Jesus Christ. I want to be like him. I want to love like him. And I want to forgive like him. And I want to be like him. Let us stand with the final word. With all and not just do the announcements and talking too much. I want to have one quick look at the announcements, because if I don't give them out, I get through them Monday morning. No, give me that time. Okay. Support Together Mission. You know, Together Mission, restricted fund, giving dreams come true for little poor kids down in the inner city. Think about it. If you got it in the mail, send it in. We'll collect 77,000 for this parish. And of course, it's a restricted fund. It goes directly to the poor. Try your best to come to the mission. I'm going to be here every day, and I just want to be fired up with this Holy Spirit. Register soon for the Women's Retreat at Sacred Heart Retreat Center with the Carmelites. If you're a woman here and you can't afford to go to that retreat, come to me and I'll give you a gift to it. I'm a generous pastor. I'll give you a gift to it. If you can't afford it, call me and I'll give you a free gift. And Christian Service, we're doing a shoe drive during all the month of February. You have shoes in your closet that you look at every day and say, I haven't put all shoes on for about a year or 2 years. Why are they in your closet? Put them on the feet of the poor. Drop them into Monsignor Green Hall after Mass every Sunday morning. We're collecting them this morning. And it's a great thing, shoe drive. And that's it. Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Super Bowl Sunday. Who are we going to pray for? We pray for both. Have a great day. Enjoy the game.
Okay.
I gave the final blessing. Did I give the final blessing? The Lord be with you. God bless us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Mass is ended. Let us go out in the peace and love of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Thanks be to God.
And have a beautiful day. You know, when I think it's hot in this church, is it?